Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to my morning motivation broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues, with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning a task for today. Today is Friday, also known as Feel the Fire Fridays on Morning Motivation, and I have a fired up word for you. Our topic for this morning is wrongful application of the tipsy coachman law doctrine in God's court. Wrongful application of the tipsy coachman law doctrine in God's court. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our two announcements for today. Number one, remember to set your alarm to tune in live to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. You can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. But if you miss the broadcast live, you can always hear the recording that day after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feelthefire.com or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I Williams. And then number two, remember to purchase my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. God is not the holdup you are. This book is on fire, and it teaches you godly application of strategic godly principles of faith so that you live in a sustained state of receiving and applying the principles of faith to receive the ongoing blessings of the Lord. It is really powerful, and it takes you from your past to your present to your future, how to receive what God has for you, how to open the windows of heaven unto you, not just tithing, but everyday life. You can order that book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings, from my website at feelthefire.com. So order the book and share the broadcast over the weekend with at least two new souls. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. I am reading from the KJV. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ and to another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Wrongful application of the tipsy coachman doctrine, law doctrine, in God's court. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are for the reading of his word. In law, and you know I am an attorney, in law there is a doctrine or rule of law known as the tipsy coachman doctrine, T-I-P-S-Y, tipsy coachman doctrine. Although this doctrine was actually first used in the courts back in 1879 in a case entitled Lee versus Porter, it is still utilized commonly in the law today. As a matter of fact, it is not only used in the appellate courts, but in state supreme courts. And here in Florida, the Supreme Court has also applied the tipsy coachman doctrine and even gone on to explain it further in other cases. The tipsy coachman doctrine, for your knowledge, is a rule of law utilized in appellate courts or higher courts, such as a Supreme Court, to uphold or affirm a lower court's ruling if the lower court reached the right result, but through the wrong methodologies or the wrong type of rationale. So what happens is you are maybe in a trial court and the defendant has been charged with a crime, and the court rules in the defendant's favor. So maybe the jury finds the defendant not guilty, or it's a bench trial and the judge rules in the defendant's favor. But throughout that process of ruling and analysis, there are some material errors which occur which allow the state to appeal the ruling. And when they appeal it, they will cite these errors that the court made. Well, then the appellate court or the Supreme Court in their review will still affirm or uphold the court's ruling based tipsy coachman doctrine and say, well, although the judge didn't have the right analysis, he arrived at the right result. And if there is any basis we can find to uphold his ruling based on law, then we uphold it. Now, the reason it is known as the tipsy coachman doctrine is because in that case, Lee v. Porter in 1879, when the Georgia Supreme Court utilized this, they were the first court to utilize this. Part of their reasoning was that they utilized or cited a quotation from a poem that had been written almost, I would say, about 100 years earlier. And in that poem, it said the coachman was tipsy when he drove the chariot home. Would you ask for his merits? Alas, if he had none. So in other words, the coachman was tipsy. He was drunk, but he still ended up doing the right thing. So because the Georgia Supreme Court utilized that poem known as retaliation and cited from the poem about the drunken or the tipsy coachman arriving at the right result despite doing something he should not have done, it became known as the tipsy coachman doctrine. You arrived at the right result, albeit through the wrong means. Today, our topic of wrongful application of the tipsy coachman doctrine in God's court is used in application of the word we just read in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Because in Galatians, Paul is admonishing us not to allow people to come in and turn us away from the will or the word of God by preaching new gospels or by perverting, he said in verse 7, the gospel of Christ. In today's day and age, there are a lot of people walking around saying, I am a Christian, saying, it's okay for me to live any kind of life and be a pastor of the gospel or a minister of the gospel. It's okay for me to live any kind of life, and I'm going to make it to heaven because I'm saying I'm a Christian. The problem with that is that a lot of the people are not Christians. They've never given their lives to Christ. A lot of people have wrongly concluded that just going to church or just having been baptized or just saying I am a Christian makes me a Christian. So whether I live right or not, whether I do it a certain way or not, because now people are preaching there are so many ways to Christ that as long as I say it, no matter if I'm believing other faiths, it's okay. There are so many ways to heaven. And so that would be like trying to utilize or apply the tipsy coachman doctrine. As long as I say I'm going to go to heaven, and as long as I say that I believe in God, that's enough to get me to heaven because I have the right result, whether or not I have utilized the right methodology. That is the wrongful application, because the Bible teaches us that the way to heaven is through Christ. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, the word teaches us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, the way to salvation is through Christ. If we are not willing to believe in our heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and confess him as Savior, then we are not saved. So you cannot apply the tipsy coachman doctrine of I believe in the Lord, but you've never given your life to Christ in God's court to be able to reach heaven. Now, I know some of us will say, well, every person sins. And that is true. The Bible tells us in Romans 3 and 23 that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that there is none righteous, no, not one. But that doesn't mean that as a Christian we try to live in sin, because the Bible teaches us in John 14, 15 through 31 that if we love God, we keep his commandments. So in other words, we strive to live right. In Romans 12 and 1, that we're not to be conformed to the ways and mindset and practices of this world, but that we are to transform ourselves and be renewed daily by the renewing of our minds. It teaches us in the gospel that if we come any other way than coming through Jesus, then we come as a thief and a robber. There is no way of rightly applying the tipsy coachman doctrine of me just saying I believe in God and that's enough to get me into heaven, because despite me living any kind of way in God's court, you got to first arrive at the right result. And the right result is that the way to heaven, the way to salvation, it is through belief in Christ and accepting him as your Savior. It doesn't matter what any talk show host says, what anybody else is saying, that you can get to heaven through all kinds of faith, that you can be a Christian through believing all kinds of things, that you have to coexist and accept all kinds of religion. You have to accept the right people have to believe any way they want. But for you and I to get to heaven, we must be born again. All right? That is, as Paul said, it doesn't matter who preaches to you a different gospel, even if it's an angel, let them be accursed. All right, our time is about to run. Let's go into prayer. Then I'm going to give an altar call, and then I'm going to assign you a task for today. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We praise you for this word today. This is a right now relevant, powerful word that challenges us to understand that wrongful application of the Tipsy Coachman doctrine will not be affirmed or upheld when we meet you face to face in your court, but that, Father, we must first arrive at the right result. That is the first prong of the Tipsy Coachman doctrine to uphold. Did you arrive at the right result? And arriving at the right result is the word we've seen in Galatians chapter 1 this morning, that we must be willing to confess and accept you as Savior and not allow any other gospel, any other perversion or wrongful application of the gospel to be preached or accepted into our lives, or we would not have arrived at the right result, even through the wrong methodology. So then you will have to say to us, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I know you not. Help us to understand that despite popular culture, you have a way of righteousness. And if we are Christians, we must first have believed on you, and we must have confessed you and accepted you into our lives as Christians, as our Savior. And then, Father, we must strive daily to live this life, repent of our sins, confess those sins daily, repent of them, which means to show remorse and to turn from the wicked ways. It is not enough to go to church. It's not enough to be baptized, tithe, praise, sing to you. It's not enough to pray. It's not enough to just say, I'm a Christian, but still live a sinful lifestyle. As Christians, we would desire to turn away from sin, whatever the sin may be, and daily, daily, daily improve, mature, and grow in you. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now at this broadcast that you would bless their homes, bless them today, bless all of us today to strive to live right and to make sure that we are not wrongfully applying the Tipsy Coachman rule of law in your court, so that we will be cast from your sight into everlasting darkness. In the name of Jesus, let everyone listening say, amen. Now, our time is run, so let me give you our task for today. Our topic for this morning was wrongful application of the Tipsy Coachman rule of law in God's court. Your topic for today, your task for today, is to get saved. That is the first thing you got to do to arrive at the right conclusion. Get saved. And if you're already saved, renew yourself today as I extend this altar call. Father, repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I repent of having backslidden. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Welcome back to his kingdom. Welcome to a new convert. Make sure you get into a good church. Make sure you set your alarm to tune in live with me for morning motivation at 6:30. All right, we got to go and share this broadcast with at least 3 people over the weekend. Help win souls. Well, this is Feel the Fire Friday, so you know I end with a hot song on Fridays. I'll see you on Monday for morning motivation.
And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Now all my dreams are coming true, yeah. I've been waiting for this moment. It's good to be alive right about now. Oh,
Make the right decision first so it can be upheld. The right decision is Jesus. Love you.